We'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight once again Tim King, the executive director for the LaPorte County Symphony Orchestra. And like always, he's going to bring us up to date on what's coming up late in the next couple of months here and everything. Tim, welcome back to Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thank you for having me.
Aloha.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Always so nice to see you.
And you just finished the Hoosier Star a couple of weeks ago. So now you're ready to move on to the other things you had. And you know, like you said, I think it was very, very successful, the Hoosier Star.
It was. We were very, very happy. That sort of begins our season, as you know. And we're in our 50th anniversary season. I would encourage people to go to our website at www.lcso.net to just see everything that's going on this season, which has been enhanced with more performances, more ensembles. So there's just a lot going on for the orchestra. So coming up in October, we're going to be having the 34th annual Drayton Family Children's Concerts, which have always been very well attended. And they're going to be on Wednesday, October the 12th. We do three concerts in one day. We do one at 9:30, one at 11:10, and one at 12:45 p.m. They're approximately 45 minutes in length, and that's to allow buses, cars, things like that to get in and out before the concerts. These concerts will be held at the Civic Auditorium. They're basically geared for grades 3 through 5, possibly 3 through 6, and it's really meant to give a wonderful introduction to those kids who might enter band or orchestra when they go into the fourth or fifth grade. And we've had lots of music teachers that have said, you know, this student just signed up and she said, well, I saw this woman play the oboe and I really want to learn how to play that. And so that's really nice when you hear things like that and you get supported by the teachers in the school system. So we have schools from LaPorte County, from Porter County, and this year from Lake County.
Wow.
that are going to be attended. I think we're up to 6,000 students right now that are going to be attending these concerts. And what makes it really nice is that these concerts are only a dollar a piece. They were a dollar 34 years ago, and we still have kept them a dollar. Because we figure, you know, they're taking their time, they're getting the bus, they're getting out of school, they want to make it worth their while. So we don't want to put a financial burden on top of the schools on top of that. We have a wonderful education guide that's already on our website, again, at lcso.net. They can download that guide, and any teacher anywhere in elementary can use it. Created by one of our own teachers in the Kessling Intermediate School. Her name is Megan Sullivan, who brings her students to the concerts. And this is her third year with that guide, and she's just done a beautiful job. One thing that's going to be really wonderful on this concert is they're going to be a world premiere. Jo Fran Bendix and her husband, Gary. Jo Fran is our only charter member of the orchestra. She's celebrating her 50th year with the orchestra. She and Gary underwrote a fanfare. It's called Celebration Fanfare, and it's written by Rick DeYoung. And Rick actually conducted the children's concerts during the years of our music director search. And he was very, very well received. Not only is he a great conductor, but he's a great composer and great arranger. So we're going to present that 2-minute fanfare, the beginning of every concert that day, and many of the concerts in the season. So if you haven't signed up yet, please do. We'd love for you to bring your children to that concert. Then in November is really sort of our official opening, and it would be Saturday, November the 5th, again at the Civic Auditorium, and it's called Americana. And Dr. Carolyn Watson, our music director, has chosen pieces by all American composers, and that would basically be Copland, Gershwin, and Bernstein. And she's doing the fanfare for the common man to open, whichever, you know, if they don't even know the piece, they might not know the name of, they know the piece. But then she's coupling that with a piece by Joan Tower, who is a living composer, called the Fanfare for the Uncommon Woman. So that's going to be a really nice, I'm going to love that. I was fortunate enough to work with Joan Tower when I was with the Louisville Orchestra, and she's just a lovely, lovely human being. And these fanfares have really gotten a lot of play, as you can imagine, in her career. So then we're going to be doing Glinka's Ruslan Ludmilla, which is going to show off our string section. Again, the fanfare from Common Man shows off our brass section. And then we're going to do Hoedown from Copland's Rodeo, which will be a big favorite, I'm sure, with the kids that on the concert. And then After intermission, we're going to be doing selections for Porgy and Bess of George Gershwin. And after that, we conclude with selections from West Side Story by Leonard Bernstein. We have three wonderful young singers that Carolyn has worked with just in the last year or so. Soprano Amanda Sheriff, tenor Alexander Sherman, and bass baritone Nicholas Davis, who are going to be joining the orchestra on that concert. We're still selling season tickets. We'd love for people to subscribe. It's four concerts. It's the best deal in town. Students get in free as long as they have a student pass of some sort. Identification. We're the only orchestra that I know of in the area, in the region, that offers a free concert to students. Most orchestras charge $5 or $10, and we don't charge anything. We'll also have an instrument petting zoo at this concert, which will encourage the young ones to come in and, again, try out an instrument. And we're going to have folks from our orchestra who are going to be helping with that. So lots of stuff going on, as you can imagine. So we're really excited about it. And I just need to keep on top of it.
I'm sure you will.
I just need to stay out in front of it as much as I can.
Well, and I noticed that you're doing the Copland pieces, Fanfare and Hoedown, on the children's concert also. So
that's right. That's right. Because she thought they would be really good pieces for students. And then why not just take those and put those over on the other concert? And that will actually help with our rehearsal procedure as well. People can get their tickets at lcso.net. Single tickets are 22 for adults, 20 for seniors, and students get in free.
That sounds great. Well, once again, that's Tim King, the executive director of the LaPorte County Symphony, and they have a full season coming up. We're going to come back with him sometime soon to talk about what's coming up after these two concerts, the Drayton Family Concert and the Americana Concert. Thank you so much, Tim, for coming on Art of the Year Spotlight.
Yeah, always exciting, Tim. Thank you.
Thank you both. I appreciate the invitation.